My personal belief is that a lot of these state executions in the streets of Kyiv and wherever the people see through the cons are targeted. And please bear with me as I cite what some may see as an irrelevant comparison. This is from Palmer's chat. Breeding begins eating human sistren and brethren and its own children. And this was the hardest to admit. Class society began with a betrayal. The four-leggeds, lured with the promise of friendship, fell under the pressure of necessity, under a wavering, utilitarian eye. Friendship soured to cool appraisal, and in the end, the ultimate degeneration, love, turned to cold calculation. Which flank held meat, which mouth good teeth, how solid of leg, how easily led. Quote, if he just realizes the advantage of having a group of such half-tamed beasts hanging around the fringes of his settlement as a reserve of game easily caught, he will be on the way to domestication. Next, he must exercise restraint and discrimination in using this reserve of meat. He must refrain from frightening the beasts unnecessarily or killing the youngest and tamest. Once he begins to kill only the shyest and least amenable bulls or rams, he will have started selective breeding, eliminating untractable brutes, and consequently favoring the more docile. But he must also use his new opportunities of studying the life of the beasts at close range. He will thus learn about the processes of reproduction, the animals' needs of food and water. He must act upon his knowledge. It can thus be imagined how, with lapse of time, a flock or a herd should have been bred that was not only tame, but actually dependent upon man. Finally, war helped to make a great discovery that men, as well as animals, can be domesticated. Instead of killing a defeated enemy, he might be enslaved. In return for his life, he could be made to work. This discovery has been compared in importance to that of the taming of animals. In any case, by early historic times, slavery was a foundation of ancient industry and a potent instrument in the accumulation of capital, unquote, from V. Gordon Shield, Man Makes Himself. And I'm, in retrospect, beginning to wonder if he himself might have had us in mind all along with those earlier quotes about breeding, because I read from Martin Bernal in Black Athena that V. Gordon Shield was an ardent white supremacist. Youth and their elders of heart are being decimated globally, and never doubt these words that Shield applied to non-human animals, power no less applies to us. Power hopes to weed out dissent. And so we intractable brutes, we ones who refuse, power wants to be rid of. But I believe it's time to set anger aside. It is anger, after all, that got us this mess. And it must be love that gets us out. Love, be now your song, immortal one. The tribe of Plato, doomed and ruinous, that caused the people loss on bitter loss, and crowded brave souls into the undergloom, leaving so many dead men, carrion for dogs and birds, and the will of the abandoned child was done. I am told that the first word Homer wrote foretold the theme, as it will be with our amended opening. Love be now your song, immortal one. A song of understanding, a song of hope, and most of all, a song of determination. For when we see the earth herself is calling, there is no greater love than to rouse our hearts and minds and answer with raised hands and voices her command. But first, we must understand. And over the past 5 years, I've come to feel those words more deeply, even, than when I first wrote that. Now, that was a altered quote from Homer's The Iliad, the Robert Fitzgerald translation, and he did a lovely job.